Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message. Mark chapter 4. Please stand for the reading of the word here. It says this in Mark chapter 4. It says in verse 35, on that same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. So leaving the crowd, they took with them just as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And a fierce windstorm began to blow, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. He's sleeping good, y'all. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, you do not care that we are about to die. And he got up and sternly rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush, be still, muzzled. And the wind died down as if it had grown weary. And there was at once a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. Jesus said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith and confidence in me? They were filled with great fear and said to each other, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? In verse 1, chapter 5, it says, they came to the other side. God, we thank you for your word this morning, that it's a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our path. God, I pray that through your word this morning that you prune us. Through your word this morning, that you guide us, you direct us, that wisdom comes from your word this morning. And so, God, I just pray today that it would not be my words, but it would be your words speaking through me. I pray that the flesh would be cast down and that the spirit would rise on the inside of us. God, we worship you this morning. Your word does not return void, but it accomplishes what it's meant and it's sent to do. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, shake somebody's hand next to you if you feel comfortable with that and say, I'm so glad you came to church this morning. Amen. All right. All right, y'all ready for the word today? I hope you have your Bibles. We got it right here. You got it. All right. This is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. This morning, I'm going to learn from the ever-living, incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and I will never, ever, ever be the same again. How many of y'all believe that this morning? How many of y'all came this morning with your heart open to receive a word for you for such a time as this? Amen. I know I did, and the Lord's been speaking to me, and I know he's going to speak to you this morning, but how many of y'all, just this last week, you've just been heavy of things that are going on in the world today? Noel, he shod horses with me on Friday, and all the way there, I listened to the radio as I always do and listen to the news of things that's going on. He goes, why in the world do you listen to this all the time? I said, I guess so I can gripe at you and drive you crazy. He said, well, you are. Let's turn it off. And you know, some of y'all know you need to turn it off from time to time, but you also need to know and be informed of what's going on, because I'm telling you, something has to break. Something has to break. And this morning, I want to bring some enlightenment to that. And we've been in this series here called Walking in His Footsteps. And how many of y'all know Jesus has already made a way? He'll make a way when there seems to be no way. Amen? There ain't no high like the Most High. He'll make a way. And I've given you several different scenarios about this. But this week, I was at a place and I could see a trail. Pastures where you can see where horses have gone to water, where there it's grass on both sides, but that particular trail, it is barren because they have beat the ground down. How many of y'all know Jesus has made a way for you and me, and he's got rid of some distractions and got things out of the way, and he's given us the same ability to do the same thing if we just follow in his footsteps. He's given us the same tools. He's given us this right here, the word of the living God. And this is a plan here. This is a playbook that if we live by this, not just hear it, but be a doer of the word, as James says, it will change your life. And we've seen many stories here, and I want you to see all the different aspects of Jesus, that he's the healer, that he's deliverer, that he's also one that he'll give you wisdom for your business, and you can have a net-breaking, boat-sinking catch, even in the midst of a drought. Can I get an amen this morning? He also, too, is the God of multiplication, that even though there's 5,000 people and 5 loaves and 2 fish, he is the God of multiplication, and he will break it for you and me. He will take a boy that's not even a part of the count of 5,000 men, and he will use the one that is unvalued, the one that is not in the count, and he will be the one to bring the miracle. Come on, how many of y'all believe, even though you've been disvalued and even though you've been thrown to the side, you're the one God can use to bring the miracle of multiplication? Come on, we need to celebrate. The God of multiplication showed up, and we paid off that building right across there. Give God praise this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're paying off this building in Jesus' name. Come on, we're paying off this building in Jesus' name. I'm going to say it again. We're paying off this building because he is the God of multiplication. He's the God of multiplication. But this morning, how many of y'all know I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm? And this right here, we see a great passage of text here. How many of y'all have ever been through storms in your life? How many of y'all going through a storm right now? It may not be, you know, Hurricane Katrina, but you may, you know, have they name them after people, Hurricane Dante. I don't know. How many of y'all been through some storms? And I'm here to tell you, it's just, you know, this isn't thou saith the Lord. If you're not going through one, you will go through one day. But in this particular text, right off the bat, he says in verse 35, he says, on that day. I believe Mark, the writer here, everything that he writes is for a reason. And it's on that day, and it's very important that you understand what's happening. And Mark, he brings something out that Matthew, Luke, and John doesn't necessarily bring out from the very beginning. He brings out something right off the bat that Jesus wasn't like any ordinary man. He came with an authority. And there was the word that he spoke had depth in it. And in the parable in Mark chapter 4, how it starts off, he talks about the parable of the sower sowing the seed, and the seed is the word of God. In fact, he said, if you don't get this parable, you won't get anything about the kingdom of God. Like, if you don't understand how important that my word gets on the inside of you, you won't get anything else. What did he say in John chapter 15? He said, it's my word that prunes you. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. Saul, he accepted the worship that David gave him, but he didn't accept the word. You know, lots of times we pick places and we go to churches based on the worship. I go for the worship. I like the worship. But I'm here to tell you what will really prune you is the preaching of the word of God. I'm going to say it again. We love worship, and I love to lift my hands and get in the presence of God. But I'm telling you, John 15, he said, what prunes you is the word of God. The word of God. Thank God for the word. Come on, we ought to thank him for the word this morning. And in this, he says, if you don't understand this parable, you won't get anything else about the kingdom of God. And he talks about different scenarios. He talks about seed that has fallen on the road, and the birds came and got it, and they ate it up. I like to think of it like this. There's the Twitter bird. Hello. There's the Facebook bird. There's the Instagram bird. How many of y'all know you can be having a great day, and then you see a post by somebody you don't even like, and it just eats you up? God gave you a word that morning, and you're standing on that word, and then you get on there, and you think, I just want to call them and wring their neck and let them know they are so wrong. I can't believe they have that political stance. I hope they, you know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all know that seed that is sown, the word of God, sometimes a bird can come in and eat it up? Then he talks about a seed that it falls on the rocks and how the sun comes along and scorches it. And then he talks about seed that falls amongst thorns and how it gets choked out amongst the weeds and the thorns. And he says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And then he begins to speak it out that it's the word. What happens in the word when it is sown on the road, and how Satan comes immediately and tries to take it. How it's when it's sown on rocky ground, how people receive it with joy and excitement. How many of y'all have left conferences before, and even on a Sunday morning, and you receive it with joy, but then you get out in the car and your wife offends you? Who am I talking to? I don't want to see any elbows thrown right now. All right? I've already seen some. But they receive it with joy and are excited about it. But the enemy comes and begins to plant a seed on the inside of you, trying to choke out and get rid of that word. The sun scorches it up. And then he talks about a word, the seed of the word of God that is sown among thorns, and how the worries and cares of this world and deceitfulness of wealth. And he points all those things out. He's explaining this to them. He said, but those that it falls on good ground, we serve the God of multiplication on good ground. We serve the God of multiplication, the one on good ground. He said, that one will reap a harvest of 30, 60, and 100 fold. 30, 60, and 100 fold. How many of y'all, I'm going to say it again. How many of y'all know we serve the God of multiplication? Division and subtraction is not in him. It's multiplication. And so he begins to say, if you don't understand this, you won't get anything else. How many of y'all believe Jesus is the seed of man? He's the seed of man. And so it's on that day. It's on the same day, too, that he is trying to get to the other side, to a place where he's going to cast out a legion of devils out of a man who has caused the whole reason to go crazy, because he's breaking shackles and chains. You be here next week. I'm going to talk about the God of deliverance. He can deliver you from whatever you're going through. On Mother's Day, we're going to be talking about delivering kids. Mamas, you get your baby here. But he's trying to get to the other side. And in the beginning of the text, he says, hey, we're going to the other side. And the storm brews up. So it's on that day that he talks about the word being sown and how it can be scorched out. The word being sown, how it can be choked out, how the word can be sown. And Satan comes in immediately and tries to take it on that day. And it ends with a day of him going to a place full of Gentiles where there's a madman of Gadara with 6,000 devils. I'm telling you, when you're trying to break new territory, the enemy will do everything he can to choke out the seed. Are you guys getting it yet? Now I'm telling you where we are in America today. It's the same thing. We're in the middle of the storm. And I'm telling you, I believe Jesus is trying to get to a madman of what's going on in America today. Right? It's crazy. This Green New Deal, what's happening right now, it's demonic. It's demonic. Things that are happening, cancel culture that's happening all around, I'm telling you, we are in the middle of the storm. So I hope you buckle up this morning. Jesus has given us some tools of what we can do in the middle of the storm. It says on that day. Come on, say it with me, on that day. It was on that day. How many of y'all have ever on that day planted a seed and the enemy came in with a storm? It may have came in the form of an in-law. It may have came in the form of a close family member. It may have came in the form of something inside of your neighborhood or a sickness or whatever it is. But how many of y'all have ever been at a place before where you've sown the seed of the Word of God, where you've got it on the inside of you, and immediately a storm came up? What I love about the rest of the text, and then he goes on to talk about the kingdom is like a seed. He talks about the mustard seed, what we saw last week, of how stretching our faith in the mustard seed. It begins with the seed, but ends with deliverance moment. See, I think about it like this. In the middle of God changing my life and using my life, a storm can come. I'm going to say it again. In the middle of God changing my life and using my life, how many of y'all know sometimes storms, they come? And the storm came to distract. It came to stop the progress. It came to choke out the ministry. And there's lots of people, and even people inside this room, said this must be from God. Well, I'll just tell you right off the bat, if it was from God, he wouldn't have rebuked it. And there's lots of people that think this, and this is crazy. And you need to help people that have this mentality. Well, this cancer that I have, God's just trying to teach me something. Can I tell you this? I got a new hat. It says the devil is a liberal. You know, y'all saw that on Facebook? How many of y'all believe the devil is a liberal? All right? He is. The devil's a liberal. Because the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. How many of y'all know they've came to steal America? Killing 4,000 unborn babies a day and destroying our freedom of you and I. I'm telling you, but God came to give us life and life more abundantly. Can I get an amen? He came to give life and life more abundantly. What was I even talking about? But the storm came. See, I got distracted there. But the devil, in this particular, we see this. Lots of times people think that God must have brought it. God must have brought those things. God must have put this in my way to teach me something. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And then what begins to happen is people, when they believe that way, then they accept it. You don't want the sickness, but you accept it because you think it's from God. I remember people during COVID-19, they were saying, you know, God's just given this to me to train me and for whatever reason. That is a lie from the pit of hell. I'm going to say it again. It's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil is a liar. Deception only works when you begin to believe the lie of the enemy. And when you begin to accept it, you begin to think that it's okay. And so we see here on that day. Have you guys got that yet? On that day. I love it. On that same day. He says, let us go over to the other side. Can I just tell you this? No matter what happens after that, how many of y'all know, whatever you go through, you may go through hell to get there. But if God is on the inside of the boat, of your boat, of your life, whatever dream, whatever thing, vision he has given you for your business or whatever place you're supposed to go, if God said we're going to the other side, no devil in hell can stop you. If God said your kids are coming back to the land of the living, it may not look like it. There may be a storm in front of you. It looked like they're the farthest away from it. I'm here to tell you, if God told you, it will happen in Jesus' mighty name. Healing inside of your body. If God said, by my stripes, you are healed. I don't care what doctors told you. I don't care what kind of storms in front of you. I'm here to tell you this morning, by his stripes, you are healed. How many of y'all getting it this morning? He said, let's go to the other side. I'm not believing CNN. I'm not believing Fox. I'm believing the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. He says, on that same day, let's go to the other side. On that same day, let's go to the other side. How many of y'all that's ever happened to you on that same day, what we're talking about? Seed that's been sown. And it goes on, verse 36, it says, so leaving the crowd, they took him with them just as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. So they put him inside the boat. I'm going to give you the opportunity this morning. If you don't have Jesus inside your boat, you ain't going to make it through no storm without him on the inside of your boat. You need to accept him as your Lord, believe that he died, he was buried on the third day, arose again, and confess your sins to him. So it goes to verse 37. This is where it gets really good here. And it says, and a fierce windstorm began to blow, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already being swamped. This is the Amplified, but as always, I go to the King James lots of times just so I can see the wording in the Greek and what it means. Verse 37 in King James says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. This word, there arose, is the word genomai in Greek, and it means to take by surprise, to take off guard. Picture something that is not anticipated. You got to remember that all these men that Jesus is with, they are no slouch fishermen. They are professional fishermen. They have been on the lake. In fact, growing up, my dad fished a lot. We went to lots of lakes. And you could see it if a storm was coming in. How many of y'all have ever been on Meredith before? You know what I'm talking about. When the water begins to turn, you know when a storm is coming in. before you even get on the water, you can see that the water is telling you that it's bad. So here are fishermen. They know if it's going to be bad. They knew to tell Jesus whether or not to get in the boat. So this tells us that this is something that was not just came upon. This was something spiritual. This was something that came out of nowhere, that an enemy was trying to choke out the seed. The enemy was trying to sun scorch the seed. The enemy was trying to put it amongst thorns. Are you getting me on that day? It says, and then it goes on to say, there was a storm. It was a windstorm, as the Amplified says. But the King James says this, there was a storm. It was atmospheric turbulence. How many of you know turbulence? You can feel it, but you can't see it. Coming back from Florida, we went and saw pastors in Florida. And on the way back, our flight from Amarillo, or from Dallas to Amarillo, it was full of turbulence. And I tell you what, Pastor Brandy sitting next to me, I'm telling you, she was praying in the Holy Ghost for the whole plane to hear. Come on. And it was turbulent. And Anson, he thought it was so fun. Ketch thought it was so fun. Noel was throwing up in a bag. The boy behind us, he said this. He said, Dad, can you get this pilot's name? He made that flight fun. And I promise you, everybody was green on there. How many of y'all have ever been on a flight before where it's just dropping? See, you can't see it, but you can feel it. How many of y'all know when the enemy works, you may can't see it, but you can feel it. When he's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we see this here right off the bat. And waves right here, when he says they were breaking over, it says, and the waves beat into the ship. The word waves here in the Greek, it means billowing waves. One wave after another, a succession of waves. The word beat into means apibalo, and it means to pick up and throw, to throw over and throw against. So you can imagine these men. Jesus is at the front. He has a pillow. I like it that he puts the "as a pillow" on there. I'm sure it was a My Pillow. Come on, somebody. He has a pillow because he is peace. And water is filling the boat. And they're not thinking about nothing else but water coming inside of the boat. How many of y'all have ever been at that place before where everything is coming in from every side? It's beating into. Things are being thrown at you from. How many of y'all have ever been through seasons before where your mama's going crazy, your daddy's going crazy, your kids are going crazy, politics are going crazy? How many of y'all have ever been in that place before where it's just being thrown in on every single side? Wave came upon me, wave on wave. And it's just coming in from every single side. So you got to imagine, they're thinking about the water. We've got to get the water out of the boat. They're paying attention to, we've got to get this out of the boat. So do you not think that Jesus is wet? No, he's wet. He knows exactly what is going on. Then it goes to verse 38. It's very important that you pay attention here. But Jesus was in the stern asleep on the sailor's leather cushion. That's pretty salty. I like that. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are about to die? King James says we're about to perish. That means to undo, to perish, to come to pieces. We're coming unraveled. How many of you have ever been at a place before where you're coming unraveled? How many of y'all have ever been at a place where you're just coming unraveled? If you don't raise your hand, I'll go to the children's church and ask your kids if you've ever came unraveled. So they're coming unraveled. And they ask the question, Teacher, do you not care that we are about to die? Are you not paying attention at all? I'm going to give you some points from verse 37 here. Storm 101, ask the right questions. There is nobody inside of that boat who cared more than Jesus. I'm going to tell you right now, there's nobody in the state of America and where we are today. I'm telling you, there's nobody who cares more than the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. How many of y'all believe that this morning? There is nobody who cares more. And just because Jesus isn't panicked doesn't mean he doesn't care. And just because Jesus isn't panicked doesn't mean he doesn't care. How many of y'all this last year, you thought to yourself, Jesus, could you just be a little more freaked out than you are right now? And I'll tell you this morning, as I was thinking about it, just because people in your life are freaked out doesn't mean that they care. Some people just like drama. How many of y'all know they are being a little bit dramatic in this particular thing? Do you not care? You don't care. You know, I got accused of that in 2020. You don't care. No, it's not that I didn't care, and I knew it was heavy. And I saw people that were struggling, and I saw people that were sick. But you know what? I didn't focus on the storm. I focused on peace. I'm going to say it again. I focused not on the storm. I focused on peace. And it may have not been freaking out at your level of how you thought I should have been freaking out, but I don't live by what CDC tells me how to live. I live by the Word of God. I'm going to say it again. You do not live by what CDC tells you to do. Come on. And I know, I know it was heavy. I remember my kids when we were coming back from Florida. They're like, Dad, all these people have masks. Do we need a mask? And I told them then I would rather die than wear a mask. Of course, I created a monster with them at school and all that. And I had to. But listen, ask the right questions. Do they know he's capable? Yes, they do. They know he's capable. They saw a man brought through the roof already in Mark chapter 2 and healed of something that he had had for a lifetime. They're not getting the picture here. The enemy has came in a windstorm trying to choke out the seed. And he's winning with them right there. Storm 101, ask the right questions. No one in the boat cared more than Jesus. Here's number two that I want to tell you this morning. Just because the storm is all around you doesn't mean it has to be in you. Just because the storm is all around you doesn't mean it has to be in you. I'll tell you, like last year, I mean, I'm just saying this, just because it's fresh and it's here and all of us lived through it. But last year, I remember I would be at medical professional people's place. And if I wasn't careful, they would take me out of a place of standing on the word and put me in a ditch of fear. And I would leave there and be like, well, maybe I'm crazy. And then I thought to myself, no, I'm crazy listening to what the enemy's trying to do right now. This is stupid. This is foolish. I'm not going to do it. I am not going to do it. I'm going to stand on the word of God. You sent your word and you healed me and you delivered me from all destruction. Psalm 91 says you'll keep your angels charge over me. Keep me in all my ways that no evil befall me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can bear me up in my hands lest I dash my foot against the stone. No mask, no glove, no nothing will stop me. Only the word of God on the inside of me will bring peace to my life. Peace to my life. Just because the storm is all around you doesn't mean that the storm has to be on the inside of you. Come on, get that in your heart this morning. Storm 101, just because the storm is all around me, just because I'm seeing the effects of the storm doesn't mean it has to be inside of my heart. Keep it out of you. Storm 101, number three is this. Remember what Jesus said. What did he say? We're going to the other side. Going back, he said on that same day, he's talking about if you don't get how important the seed of the Word of God is on the end, if you don't get this, you won't get anything. Remember what Jesus said, and I want to remind you this morning, you might be in the middle of the storm, but you need to remember what God has already put in your heart. You might be in the middle of the storm right now inside of your marriage. But I'm telling you, don't believe what you're hearing. Don't believe any of that stuff. You believe what the Word of God has put on the inside of you. Now you need to be obedient to the Word. And don't ask stupid questions. Because how many of y'all know He is the healer? How many of y'all know He is the deliverer? How many of y'all know he is the strong tower, the refuge in time of need? I'm telling you, he is all of those things, and he still is today. So number one, ask the right questions. Number two, just because the storm is all around you doesn't mean it has to be in you. And number three, remember what Jesus said. Now it goes to verse 39. It says, he got up. Everybody say, he got up. Don't you love it when you cry out to the Lord, Jesus responds? I'm going to say it again. Aren't you thankful when you cry out to the Lord? The Bible says he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved in that situation. The Lord responds. He gets up and he sternly rebukes the wind and said to the sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down and there was a great calm. So Jesus gets up, he responds to their crazy question. How many of y'all know we can ask crazy questions and he still responds? Just stop asking him 20 years down the road in your walk with Christ is all I'm asking. If he was there for you in 2008 in the recession, he will be with you today in 2021. But he begins to rebuke it. This rebuke, it's in context to speak dishonorably to someone, to sternly speak against, to chide, and to rebuke. God gives us an example of how we need to live our life. If you're in a storm right now inside of your family, you don't need to rebuke your kids. You need to rebuke the enemy. I want you to pay attention. These guys, when it was talking about the disciples, it was talking about the waves. They were worried about the water inside of the boat. The only reason that there was water and waves inside of the boat was because of the effects of the wind. Jesus, he hushes the waves, but he rebukes the wind. See, the source was not the water. The source was what you couldn't see. Some of y'all are going to get that. The source was not the water. The source is not your boss. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness, rulers over darkness. How many of y'all know that? In Ephesians chapter 6, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, our fight is not against the water. Our fight is not against Pelosi. Our fight is not against people. Our fight is against a wind that we cannot see, a spiritual force that comes in and tries to beat against the boat. I hope you're getting it this morning. We need to rebuke the enemy. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, there's lots of people, Pentecostals, get up here and say, I resist the devil. But you forget the first part of the text, submit to God. I'm going to say it again, submit to God. I'm going to say it one more time for those of you that are deaf this morning. You need to submit to God. And when you submit to God, resisting the devil will come that easy. In fact, with you submitting to God, you're resisting the enemy. But you've got to submit to him. There's still people that have sin inside of their life. I'm telling you, with sin in your life, he's out of the boat. You got to submit to God in every area of your life. Every area of your life. You can't just put him in the boat on Sunday morning. I'm telling you, where the storm is going to rage is on Monday morning. And so he begins to rebuke it. He begins to be dishonorable to it. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, but of love, and of a sound mind. Enemy, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You call this wind? This ain't no wind. He begins to be dishonorable to it. This ain't no wind. He begins to speak the truth in love. If God be for me, then who in the world can be against me? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror. I don't care what any doctor has said. I don't care what any fisherman has said. I don't care what CDC and Dr. Fauci has said. I'm standing on the truth and I'm speaking to the wind. I'm speaking to the wind and saying, stop, rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on, use the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. He rebukes it, but the waves, the Greek literally means this. He said this. Shh. See, we've got to be intentional to rebuke the enemy, but the distractions of people and Facebook and the things. I'm going to give you some wisdom this morning. Walking in his footsteps, he gave us an example, and he said, shh. Some of y'all are going to get this. You're still living in turmoil and you're still living in a storm because you may have rebuked the enemy, but you're still letting the waves in. If you're going to live in victory, you need to do both. I love the story. I watched the comment back in October and November, and they went to this Amish man. Beard and everything, and they came to him and said, how have y'all lived through the pandemic? He said, great. He said, have any of y'all been sick? He said, yeah, people's been sick. He said, how have y'all been living through this? He said, easy. We don't watch the news. I loved it. What do they do? He's saying to the waves, shh. Come on, I hope you get it in your spirit this morning. He said, when the word comes, the enemy will try to come and steal it and choke it out. You got to tell it, I rebuke you and all this stuff I'm seeing, all these things. Shh. You're not changing me from getting to the other side. You're not changing me from getting to the other side. And I believe this by the Spirit of God, people are going into new territory. He was going to a territory he'd never been, full of Gentiles. In fact, he sets him free and he says, no, you can't come with me because the Gentiles need to hear of what has happened in your life. He changed the whole area. He changed the whole region. We're going to talk about that next week. But some of y'all, God's put it in your heart to take new territory. Like in your marriage, maybe your mama and your daddy on both sides, they've gone through a divorce and they said, you're cursed, you'll be divorced. But I'm here to tell you, you may go through some storms. You need to learn how to rebuke some things and hush some things if you're going to make it to the other side. I believe there's people in this room that God has given you territory to take to make $100,000, $200,000 a year. And you know what? The enemy has tried to come in with the storm and stop you, but God has placed something inside of your heart. I'm here to tell you, if you don't understand how to rebuke and hush the things around you, you won't get to the other side. It may be scary. There may be times where you think to yourself, do you even care? But I'm telling you, I hope you get it in your heart this morning. There's nobody who cares more than Jesus of Nazareth for you and for me. He said a great calm came. Great calm means, what I love about this, as crazy as it was, a great calm came. You know what Jesus did? He will not only match, but he will bring everything better that the devil tried to bring on you. I'm going to say it again. How many of y'all know he has to return to us 1,000-fold what he's taken from us? A great calm came. Meaning if there was great sickness in your life, get ready for a bigger healing to happen on the inside of you. Oh, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. How many of y'all know we need to take back what he stole from us? There was a great calm. A great calm. It went from great turmoil to a great calm. We need some wind talkers out here. Amen? There was a great calm. In verse 40, he goes on to say, Jesus said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith and confidence in me? Band, you can come if you'd like. You have no confidence in me? No faith and confidence? What is he saying to them? You could have done this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You could have done this. You know, lots of times we think to ourselves, I have to go see the pastor. And I'll bring this up to you. There's times where people come to me and say, hey, I want you to lead so-and-so to the Lord. Did you ever think to yourself that God wants to use you to lead so-and-so to the Lord? God wants to use you to lead so-and-so to the Lord. God wants to use you to lay hands on. The Bible says in Mark 16, these signs will follow him who believes. You'll lay hands on the sick and that they shall recover. Did you ever think to yourself, God wants to use you to lay hands on the sick? He's not talking about preachers. He's not talking about the elite. He's talking about you and me. God wants to use you. He's saying, hey, you not got this yet? On that same day, are you not getting it? The sun has came out. The thorns have came out. The birds have came out. Are you not seeing it? God wanted to use you. And it goes on to verse 41. It says, they were filled with great fear and said to each other, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? That word obey in the Greek, it's a military term, and it means to fall in line. I don't care what kind of storm you're going through in your life. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what it is right now. But I'm telling you, God has given us tools in here to rebuke and hush some things. That whatever it is that's gotten so out of whack, that if you speak to it, and you do, walking in his footsteps, things will begin to fall back in line. Even the wind and the waves obey him. You know, I'm telling you, we can speak to some things. We need to speak to some clouds right now. Rain in Jesus' name. I believe that with all my heart. My father taught me that when I was young. I remember being out on Lake Hubbard Creek and we could see a storm coming in. I remember my dad standing up there and saying, peace, be still. With God, all things are possible. You know what he cares about? He cares about every single area of your life. But the last thing is this. Let's all stand to our feet. The last thing that I thought about this morning, the Lord just began. I thought of this morning. You know what you'll have the biggest trouble with in the middle of a storm? The trouble that you'll have is in the middle, you'll always be tempted to go back. I'm going to say that again. In the middle of the storm, you will always be tempted to go back to where it was comfortable, to where it was easy. Can I give you some wisdom this morning? Those of you that are right in the middle of it, keep fighting. Keep rebuking. Keep hushing the waves. You know what the enemy will do is say, you know what, just go back. You know, lots of times they think maybe this is a sign that I'm supposed to stop what I'm doing. No, no, no. I'm telling you, if I'd have stopped, I wouldn't have kids today. How many times, Pastor, during camp meeting, and I can speak for Camp Wimberley's and things that we've done, how many times do storms come in because we're going to the other side? And if we'd have stopped, deliverance wouldn't have happened. If we'd have stopped, momentum wouldn't have happened. If we'd have stopped, people wouldn't have been healed. If we'd have stopped, people wouldn't have been filled with the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. If we'd have stopped, I'm telling you, you'll always be at a place where the enemy will tell you it's so much more comfortable back there. It's so much more comfortable on that side of the sea. Why are you trying to go to the other side? Because, I'll tell you why. Because in the very first part of the scripture, he said, Jesus' words, not the disciples, not the fishermen, he said, let's go to the other side. And you know what I want to invite you to this morning? I want to invite you to this. Let's go to the other side. Come on, let's go to the other side. Come on, people. Let's go to the other side. It's not my words, but it's his word. Let's go to the other side. Come on, America. Let's go to the other side. Come on, get this in your heart. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be easy. There may be something this morning that offended you and you didn't agree with. What's he going to try to do? He's going to try to choke out the seed. But I promise you this morning, you apply this word to your life, you'll never be the same again. You know what the enemy's trying to do? He's trying to choke out the seed. He's a seed choker. He's a seed drowner. This week, don't focus on the storm. Focus on peace. Peace, peace, peace. Oh, let's read it. somewhere in Romans. Romans 16, 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Three people got it. Hallelujah. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Hey, what I love about that word, it's not under Jesus' feet. It's under Robert's feet. It's under Jesse's feet. It's under Jim's feet. It's under LaVonda's feet. It's under Sherry's feet. It's under Jimmy's feet. It's under your feet. Your feet. Under your feet. Passion Translation, I don't know if you have it, but it says something like, the God of peace will swiftly pound Satan to a pulp. That's it. To a pulp under your feet. Come on, give God praise this morning if you believe that. The God of peace. The God of peace. Come on, how many of y'all right now in the middle of a storm? Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. God, I pray for these right now, Lord. Y'all get in agreement with me for those who have their hand raised. God, I pray for these in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, there's decisions. There's things that they're up against the wall. Water has came inside the boat. But Lord, I pray for them right now in Jesus' name with the Spirit of God inside of this place. Lord, I pray that you're changing people, that hearts, that even though the storm is all around them, God, I pray that this morning the storm is not inside of their heart. It's not inside of their heart. Lord, I pray that they would learn this morning that there is an authority on the inside of them. And as they submit to your authority, authority begins to grow up. That seed that's on the inside of them, I pray that they would speak to mountains and that they'd be removed and be cast in the sea. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' mighty name, these situations, oh, depression, thoughts, if that's you this morning, it's in your head. It's in your head. It's depression. Who is that? Who is that? You're fighting. Come on. Just be bold. Just be bold. I want to lay my hands on you. I feel it strong right now. In Jesus' name. Depression. Depression. Where is it? That's a storm of depression. Now, I don't believe that it's only women in here. Men, man up. Man up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Proyano santa yeredi bikiano. Proyano sampa yeredi bikiano. Oh, don't focus on the storm. Focus on peace. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor, come help me lay hands on some people here. Stretch your hands out towards these. Other pastors, Pastor Robert, come. Pastor Michelle. Oh, Lord, thank you for your spirit. Oh, Lord, I just pray right now, God. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free. Doing a new work. Doing a new work. Lining up to the Word of God. Lining up to the Word of God in Jesus' name. Lining up to the Word of God. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. Do what only you can do. if you're in this room, I believe freedom is in this room. If you're in this room, I just want to tell you this of what's going on today. The last altar call is about to be done. You know where we need to be right now? We need a passion for souls. Because I promise you, you have neighbors. You have people in your life that are away from the Lord and sin is in their life. But I'm telling you, how many of y'all know that we're going to see the coming of the Lord? I believe that with all my heart. Come on, how many of y'all believe that? We're going to see the coming of the Lord. But now's not the time to wait. Now's not the time to be on the fence of whether or not you know Jesus. Now is not the time to have sin inside of your life. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Now is not the time. So, Lord, if you're in this room right now with everybody in here, everybody looking around, I'm just going to ask you to be bold this morning. You say, you know what, Pastor? I'm away from the Lord. You don't know what? There's sin inside of my life. I'm separated from Him. I'm telling you, we are so close to the coming of the Lord. I've heard that my whole life, but with things that are happening right now, we're there. And if you're in this room and you say, you know what, I'm away from God, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come to Him. There's three things that you'll do. You'll admit to God. You'll admit that you're a sinner. You believe in your heart that He died. He rose. He was buried, and on the third day, He rose again. And the last one, you confess with your mouth. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that He died on the cross, and on the third day, He rose again. He'd come live on the inside of you. I'm going to ask you to be bold and obedient this morning. If you say, you know what? I'm away from the Lord. But this morning, I want to make things right with Him. We want to pray for you. We want to get you back on track. We want to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and how you can make a difference from here on out. You cannot come against the storm if He's not inside of your boat. I'll say it again. You cannot come against storms of life if you don't have Him on the inside of your boat. If you're in here and you say, you know what, He's not in my boat, but this morning, I want to accept Him. Believe in my heart. Confess my sins to Him. I'm going to invite Him into my boat. Maybe He was at one time, but you don't feel like He is anymore. I want to give you the opportunity to do that. If that's you this morning, pray this prayer after me. Just close your eyes, bow your head, close your eyes, and say, Jesus, I confess my sin to You. I admit that I'm a sinner, but I believe You died, You were buried, and on the third day You rose again. Come live in my heart, Jesus. Make me new. Set me free. From this day forward, I'll serve You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if that's you this morning, you say, you know what, Pastor, that's me. I prayed that prayer. The Bible says, confess me before men, I'll confess You before my Father in heaven. If that's you this morning, you want to make things right with God, come back to Him, the land of the living. I want to lay my hands on you. I want to pray for you. Who is that this morning? Just raise your hand. Just be bold this morning. You don't know Jesus is your Lord? Who is that? Amen. I believe everybody's saved this morning. Hey, who this week? Don't focus on the storm. Focus on peace.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.